Hello. So this week I have a little thought bite about helping. It's something that I had to disabuse myself of quite a long time ago when I first started coaching. I'm somebody who is a people pleaser, and I like to help people because it makes me feel good to feel like I've helped somebody. But something I learned the very first part of my coaching journey when I was busy studying was that when you coach people, you can't help them. They have to learn to help themselves. And it's something that I've been very aware of as I've gone along this coaching journey, and something that I learnt myself the hard way. So when I came over to the UK, my father very kindly offered me assistance, financial assistance, because the house that we had in Botswana, we hadn't managed to sell it yet. And so he said he'd help us. And then when I sold the house, I'd then pay him back. But however, what happened was the economy crashed in Botswana and loads of other stuff happened, and it didn't all pan out how we'd imagined it would pan out. And so he ended up trying to help me over and over again. And it got to the point where I realised that him helping me was actually enabling me. It was meaning that I was living beyond my means and I was giving my power away to him. So he had a say in how I lived my life. Eventually it got to the point where I said enough is enough. And it was a really hard time because I had to almost cut ties with my father for a while. Not because of anything he was doing wrong or anything like that. He was very worried about us, and you know, he wanted to help us, but almost the helping us got us into the state we were in to begin with. Not completely, there were lots of other mitigating factors, but I needed to find a way out of it myself if I was going to learn to help myself. Now, I'm very lucky because of all the coaching stuff that I've done that I can see that and I could make the choices I made. But a lot of us who haven't necessarily, I suppose, spent their lives trying to learn about self-awareness and things like that might not be so aware. And so we think that what we really need is for someone to help us. But actually, when someone helps us, what they're busy telling you, not in a nasty way and not an intentional way, is that you are helpless. You cannot help yourself, therefore you need somebody to help you. And it's a very disempowering place to be in that space of being helpless. Because how can you take control of your life? How can you build a life if you're helpless? So sometimes when we think that we're helping people by giving them what we think they need, be it advice or knowledge or money or opportunities or whatever it happens to be, what we're actually doing is enabling their view that they are helpless. And so there's a subtle difference between helping someone and supporting them. When you support someone, you support them to help themselves. You enable them to help themselves, not to stay in the state of helplessness. And it's quite a significant distinction. Because, as I've said, I know from personal experience how hard it is to get out of the space of feeling that you are helpless. But it isn't a nice space to be in. It's not an empowering, it's not a truly living space. It's being beholden to somebody else's thoughts and feelings because they've helped you. It's almost like you owe them something because they are the ones that are helping you. And you can't truly own your own life if you're in the space of relying on other people for their help. I'm telling you this from the point of view of somebody in this particular scenario I've been sharing with you who was in a position of being helpless. But I'm also telling you this from the point of view of being somebody who maybe is trying to help somebody. And sometimes when you're trying to help somebody, as I've said and explained to you, what you're really doing is keeping them where they are because they need to have a mindset shift. They need to view themselves and their lives differently to be able to help themselves. So next time you feel compelled to help someone, maybe just take a little bit of time to think, how could you support them? What could you do that could enable them to help themselves? What could you do that will help them step out of whatever situation they're in, rather than trying to rescue them? And in changing how you go about things, you could truly change someone's life for the better. And if you find that you are in a situation where you have become helpless and reliant on other people's help, then maybe you can start thinking about what needs to happen so that you can step forward on your own. And it can be very, very scary. I know that for me, it was terrifying. But I'm now sitting on the other side, and I would go back and I'd do it all again, because it's worth it to be where I am now, standing on my own 2 feet. I hope this little thought bite has given you something to think about. As usual, all my contacts, the links to my online courses, etc., are all in the show notes below. Have a fabulous week. So much love from me to you. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life.